Forces payment network, but I do want to reassure people that Ministry of Defence has already taken action, removing the network, taking it offline, and making sure that people affected are supported.
Rishi Sunak was asked to confirm reports China was behind the cyber attack. Names and bank details of current Army, Royal Navy and RAF personnel, as well as some veterans, were exposed. China says the accusations against it are completely fabricated. Hamas officials say Israel's triggered a dangerous escalation of the conflict after their troops took control of the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing. The group claims the move could destabilize current proposals for a ceasefire. Hamza Yousaf has signed a letter to the King resigning as Scotland's First Minister. John Swinney, who was elected unopposed as the SNP's new leader, is expected to succeed him later. The boss of P&O Ferries admits some of the company's workers are paid just £4.87 per hour. During a grilling by MPs at the Business and Trade Committee, Peter Hibblethwaite was accused of being a modern-day pirate. It's 2 years since almost 800 staff were sacked and replaced by low-paid alternatives. Mr. Hibblethwaite denied exploiting workers.
Do you think you could live on £4.87 an hour?
No, I couldn't.
But why do you think that your staff should have to live on that?
These are international seafarers. Our crewing agent is recruiting from an international field, and we pay substantially ahead of the international seafaring minimum wage.
Prince Harry has arrived in the UK. He's expected to take part in an event to mark 10 years since the launch of the Invictus Games. And Nottingham Forest have lost their appeal against a four-point deduction for breaching Premier League rules. They were given it in March after overspending by £34.5 million in 3 years. And that's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
On Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks for that. Well, everyone's back at work, so the weather decides, of course, to behave itself. So, yes, we can expect a fair amount of warm sunshine today and a high of 19 degrees, and that's going to dip to 8 by dawn, with more sunny intervals on the cards for the rest of the week. And the good news is that we should all be seeing a full-on sunshine at the weekend with tops of 21 or 22 degrees. Now that's much more like it.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Mind.
Shay Rafferty there coming at you out of the blue, and it's Scott Ross here with you for the second hour of Tuesday's 1-2-3 show. At about 2:30, Margaret Mills returns to tell us all about Elizabeth Blount, who might well have been about to give birth to an English king had it not been for a chain of events. So to learn more, make sure that you're tuned in at 2:30. But first off, it's time for music from Calvin Harris and Rag and Bone Man.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime for lightning to strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals, hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details, you don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me, we were lovers in a past life. Slow down.
And Rag and Bone Man there with Lovers in a Past Life. Well, there you go. But apparently falling in love is not easy. That's according to new music from Cats 00.
Oh, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
She touched me. There's still
Safari by Steve Winwood was originally recorded for his third album, Talking Back the Night, which was released in 1982. But in its own right as a single, it was never a big hit, making it to position 51 in the UK singles chart and to number 70 in the Billboard Hot 100. Nevertheless, I still think it's a great track personifying the 80s. And if you enjoy your music from that era, make a point of joining Xanthi Behrmann for Asia's show. Great is here on Phoenix FM every Sunday evening between 8 and 10 p.m. But right now, let's come right up to date with Delta Goodrum. From Delta Goodrum, that's Hearts on the Run. Now, you probably remember the band, the 1975. Well, this is not them. This is not the 1975. And it's Knox.
Vodka soda and baggy jeans. Using none of that art degree. She's the type to just look at me. They write me off in a moment. We're in a city full of strangers, but I got faith in 20 bucks in my pocket. So I said, DJ, can you play her? That one song that talks about chocolate. Then she said, I like your confidence, but you're not the 1975. The night. teeth. No, she's not losing a lick of sleep when she writes me off, breaks me down to my lowest. We're in a city full of strangers, but it feels like something's up in the air tonight. So I said, DJ, can you play her that one song that talks about Caroline? Then she said,
it's not the 1975, but it certainly sounds like them. That's Knox.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Let's start with M11 London bound. There are long delays between Junction 6 for Harlow and Junction 7, the M25, due to problems on the M25. So let's head on over to the M25. Anti-clockwise, it's slow between Junction 29 for the A127 and Junction 28 for the A12. And clockwise, it's slow between Junction 26, the A121, and Junction 27 of the M11, following an earlier vehicle fire. All lanes have now reopened. And elsewhere, the A414 eastbound is slow between High Road, the B181 for North Weald and Chipping Ongar High Street. Chipping Ongar itself, slow moving traffic on the High Street northbound towards the A414 Chelmsford Road. Canvey Island, slow moving traffic there on Long Road, the A130 westbound between Furtherwick Road and Canvey Road. Here in Brentwood, it's slow on Ongar Road, the A128 and Shenfield Road, the A1023 and Ingrave Road, the A128 towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner, A1023. Thundersley, it's slow on Rayleigh Road northbound between Dorseith Road and the Rayleigh Weir interchange for the A127. And in Rayleigh, it's slow on Crown Hill towards the High Street and also on Webster's Way between the High Street and Eastwood Road. And in Chelmsford, problems there too. The slow-moving traffic on Van Diemen's Road, the A1114 between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy roundabout, and also between Rob Johns Road and Riddle Road. And of course, we still have the 40 mile an hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16. That's for Ingatestone and Gallywood. In Billericay, a road closure is affecting Norsey Road until the 17th of May. Temporary traffic signals are in operation in Hutton on Long Ridings Avenue, at Woodland Avenue, and also on Byron Road around Kingsley Road. Telecoms work is resulting in temporary traffic signals on Church Street at West Hanningfield Road in Great Baddow. And as far as public transport is concerned, note that all national rail services could be affected by strike action until Saturday, and reduced services will be operating as a result on many Greater Anglia routes. And today there are no services at all on the C2C, so you are advised to check before you set out. As far as London transport services are concerned, just note that Kentish Town Underground Station will remain closed until late summer whilst escalators are replaced, and minor delays are affecting the Northern Line, and you can get full information by going to the Transport for London website, tfl.gov.uk. Joe will have a further update for you at around about 25 past three, but at very nearly half past two, you are fully up to speed. And heading into the sunshine now, it's Matt Johnson.
Radio station for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Now, Margaret Mills is back with me once more, and you're off to Blackmoor, just up the road from us.
I am indeed. I'm looking at Blackmoor, and if you've ever looked at the village sign for Blackmoor and noticed a gold crown on the village sign and wondered, what's that all about? Well, of course, there's a connection between Blackmoor and King Henry VIII. King Henry VIII, as we know, was rather a ladies' man.
Mm.
And Blackmoor, in its day, had a priory, the Priory of St. Lawrence. And one of his wife, Catherine of Aragon's ladies-in-waiting, by name Elizabeth Blount, happened to be with child by the king.
Right.
Himself. So this was all kept very hush-hush. And it said that it was Thomas Cromwell, his Minister of State, who was involved in smuggling her away from London and out to the Priory at Blackmoor, where she would stay until the child was born, which is exactly what happened. The child was born in June 1519. The child was a son, to Henry's great delight, albeit an illegitimate son, because, of course, he was already married to Catherine of Aragon. And the child was christened Henry. Well, what else would you christen the king's son? And Henry was absolutely devoted to this child. There was no question of him not acknowledging the baby. And in fact, Bessie did rather well out of this, because Elizabeth, or Bessie as she was more commonly known, was given by the king an allowance of £200 a year. He also found her a husband, which was very nice of him. He married her off to a man called Gilbert Tallboys, by whom she had another three children.
Yeah.
And she brought up young Henry with her children by Gilbert Tallboys.
Right.
But the king didn't forget his son. When Henry Jr. was 6 years old, he created him a duke. And when he was 8 years old, he created him Duke of Richmond, which was a far more powerful title. And many people believed that, if possible, he would divorce Catherine and marry Bessie and therefore legitimise his son. This didn't happen, as we know. He did divorce Catherine, but we know that the person he married was Anne Boleyn. Young Henry, what happened to him? Well, sadly, he died at the age of 17, reported to be of a chest infection. But of course, there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there that he was actually bumped off at the instigation of none other than Anne Boleyn herself.
Oh, really?
Because Henry, as an illegitimate son, in the absence of a legitimate son, would have a good claim for claiming the throne of England. And many people believed that there was some sort of conspiracy to get young Henry out of the way.
What?
Young Henry himself did have some other connection, apart from Blackmoor, with Essex, because apparently his favourite pastime as a young boy was hunting in and around the River Lee. So there we are. We could have had a King of England born in Essex. Who knows what might have happened had young Henry lived.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. So, after that, how do you follow that? What are you going to be looking at next week?
I follow it with the Cutlers of Thaxted.
Oh, you're back to Thaxted again.
Right? I'm back to Thaxted.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time. I thought that I was moving way too fast to fall in love. Now I'm trying to find the time to tell you what's been on my mind. I never knew which words were right, but now I do.
Someone to fight for, but now I do.
Street Boys there, Quit Playing Games With My Heart, and before that it was Tom Grennan, and Before You.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
Well, this coming Saturday, the 11th of May, there's a lawn sale in front of St Edmund and St Mary's Parish Church. I don't think they're actually flogging off the lawn itself. It all takes place between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Plants, toys, books, including those for children, cakes, bits and bobs, stall, and refreshments, including freshly cooked bacon butties, will be available. And, of course, you can get more information if you missed any details by just going to our webpage, phoenixfm.com, and follow the links to local events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM.
Welcome to Synth City, every Tuesday night from 8 on Phoenix 98 FM. Join us for the very best electronic synth delights with your host, Rob Harvey, with fun conversation and great music, classic artists and new legends, all available on Phoenix 98 FM. So, that's Synth City with Rob Harvey on Phoenix 98 FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Fun Radio! It's a feed! Yes, indeed! Number one!
voice, lower third there. That's Hanson Brothers and Umbop. And creeping onto the dance floor now, it's the Zootons. Don't feel like dancing. How about singing? New Sickers here will tell you how to do it.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
the New Seekers teaching the world to sing just about wraps it up for me, Scott Ross, and today's 1-2-3 show. All being well, I hope to be back with you again next Monday from 1. Bob Simpson's going to be here tomorrow. Roy Tyzak will be on parade on Thursday, and Patrick Sherrin will be doing the honours on Friday. But stay tuned now for Jo Bailey and her guests, who on behalf of St Francis Hospice will be aiming to see you safely home this afternoon on Drive. And don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. We'll play out now with the Mind Benders and A Groovy Kind of Love. But from me, bye-bye.
When I'm feeling blue, all I had to do is take a look at you. Then I'm not so blue. When you're close,
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News. From the